Well, it is once again time for today's Breakfast Bite, and this morning I have the pleasure of welcoming Reverend Gareth Higgs. Hi, Gareth.
Hi, Nathan. Good morning, everyone. Nice to be with you again.
Yep, great to see you again. Looking forward to another Breakfast Bite. Are you ready to bring it?
Yeah, sure. I am. I had a wonderful time just reading and preparing a message for that I was giving somewhere in the last week or so. And I was reading from the book of Acts, where Peter is just sharing the story of Jesus. And he's telling people what had happened to Jesus and the significance of that. And one of the things he says is, repent, therefore, turn back to God, that your sins might be blotted out, that times of refreshing may come from the Lord. And what I didn't realize was that in the ancient world, when you were writing a formal document or a sort of script or any kind of contract or something even sort of remotely legal, people would write on parchment, and the kind of scrolls that they had at the time were kind of fairly waxy parchment, and there's a limited ability to put ink well on the parchment, and the ink would kind of just sit on this parchment. And what that meant was that it was not hard at all, if you needed to get a kind of a damp cloth, a bit like we might do for kind of a whiteboard today, and just, you know, wipe away stuff that was on the parchment, and if necessary, begin again, or just erase what is there. It was a really easy thing to do. Things could easily be erased. And I was just thinking about that. I actually also was watching my little daughter this week playing with a little portable whiteboard at my in-law's house. And she was drawing a picture of whoever it was. And then she'd be bored of that picture. So she would get a damp cloth, wipe it all away, and start a brand new one. And it just reminded me of the really simple truth of the gospel message, that in Jesus Christ, we are offered forgiveness of sins. So the scripture that I just read talks about those sins being blotted out, being wiped away, that we have the opportunity time and time and time and time again, endless times until Jesus returns, for a new beginning and a brand new start. And I think sometimes, you know, if we become aware that we've made mistakes or we've done things that we regret, we, you know, can often live back in those things and just ruminate on them and sort of wallow in them, really, and kind of feel almost self-condemning ourselves. But it's clear that in God says to us in Jesus Christ, if we turn back to him in repentance, in sorrow, in a heartfelt desire to begin again, he will wipe the record clear, literally wipe it away, blot it out, and remember our sins no more. There's always the potential for a brand new beginning with Jesus Christ. And that's offered to us day in, minute in, and hour out. There is always the opportunity of forgiveness of sins.
So true. Thanks so much there, Gareth. Really good thought for us. And it's so true and so very reassuring to know that no matter how many times we mess up, we can, of course, go back to God for forgiveness.
Yeah, indeed. Indeed. And I need to know that. I'm sure everybody else needs to know it as well.
Absolutely. We are, of course, fallen people, and we will make mistakes, probably the same mistakes, even though we've made them before.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
Well, thanks so much, Gareth. A really good thought for us, and very encouraging to know that we can go back to God. And of course, he's willing to forgive us over and over. Such a patient, such a loving God.
He is. That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. I look forward to seeing you next week.
You will do. Take care. Have a good day, everybody.
Pure 24/7 Radio is listener supported, which means we are free, online, and always pure because of the generous support of our listeners. If you would like to contribute financially, please visit pure247radio.org. If you'd like to find out how we use your money, please visit the Our Cost section. Any donation of any size will help keep us on air and broadcasting for free. Thank you.